walk you through some of this conversation. There's something that the commissioner taught me, which is that he always wants to know what's on your mind. So I'm going to put you guys on the spot. I'm going to do the first two, four of you. I'm going to hand this mic to you. I want you to be quick. What do you want the commissioner and these great football legends? You have 20 seconds each. What do you want them to know? And then they're going to tell you an awful lot themselves.
One thing I want to let you know, I've been a Raider fan since Los Angeles. I'd like to know what we're going to do to get more attendance here.
For what?
To get more attendance.
I don't know what to say here. you're all great football players. I just want to know what you can do to help keep the team in Oakland.
Yeah. I guess a good topic would be talk about player safety. It's a big issue in the NFL. So I'd like everyone's opinion on that.
One more. Obviously, we are big fans of the Broncos, but I have to say that the Raider organization, I work with a casino, we have a suite, is one of the best organizations I've ever worked with. Enjoy coming to the games, and I don't really have a question, but player safety is something that is on a lot of people's minds.
So let me ask you guys a question, then Commissioner, and actually Coach, I want to go to you. By a show of hands, there's been a question about player safety. Is the NFL doing enough on player safety? Is it going too far on player safety? Or do you basically approve of what the NFL has done over the last few years to focus on that issue of concussions and player safety? Who here thinks that the NFL hasn't done enough? Raise your hands. Who thinks, okay, it's like four of you. Congratulations. Who thinks they've gone too far? Raise your hands. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15. Who thinks they're doing it about right? Raise your hands. Coach, you've had the responsibility of these players. They've been underneath you. They've depended on you to give them words of wisdom. What should the role of the NFL be now when it comes to player safety?
I think the big thing is maybe the answer to your question is that we're getting started in the right direction. To say that we aren't there, to say that we're already there, to say that everything is okay is not right. That's not the answer. Because if that were the answer, like most of you said, you know, you agree with it, well, then we wouldn't have anything else to do, and we'd just kind of stop. And I think we're just getting started here. I mean, there's some areas that we're just kind of scraping the bottom, and we're going to rise to the top. But I think the real answer to that is we're getting started, but we're getting started in the right direction.
Commissioner, it's a pretty positive reaction, and you may not have expected that based on what we see in the media. What do you want the Oakland fans to know about the efforts of the NFL?
Well, I think Coach made the right point. First off, is player safety is not new to the NFL. It's something we focused on for our entire history. And, in fact, player safety predates the NFL. It started back when college football in the early part of the century when we made significant changes with the help of President Roosevelt to the game of football. They brought in the forward pass. They brought in 10 yards for first down and really started the NCAA. So football evolves, and it evolves to make it safer for the men who play it, but it also evolves to make the game more exciting. And that has been our history. And I'm with Coach. No one here. If I was asked a question, and I would have raised my hand and said, we haven't done enough yet. We still have more work to be done. We have two great people leading a safety committee that work tremendously hard, along with our competition committee and our staff. Both Ronnie Lott and Coach Madden chair our safety committee. And the work they're doing is extraordinary, but we still have more work to be done.
Ronnie, you are tough. You look at the game now compared to what it was when you were playing. The equipment, the players, the size, the speed. What should be the ultimate mission of the NFL to protect the integrity of the game and protect the health and safety of the players?
Well, I think that when you talk about the integrity of the game, you got to look back at the game and you got to look at the rules that were made, and you think of some of the rules that have changed over the years. It's interesting to me is that when you start thinking of the history of this game, it's an incredible game, and I had a chance to play against all these guys, but he would tell you that the 49ers, when they would do their block on the back of his leg, that was not something that he would want. That's something that he thought was outlawed. It should be outlawed. And now we have that rule in place where we're outlawing that. But at the time, he would tell you, that's not fair. And so one of the things that's really interesting to me about how you play this game is the things that come along with this game. And we saw this year when the young man from the Texans got hurt. And when Brian Cushing got hurt and he got blocked from the backside, right away the group collectively said, we got to do something about that. So you're finding yourself in situations where you're constantly trying to improve the game, you're constantly looking at the game, and then the thing that I always think about is, what were the forefathers thinking about? You know, when, and now that I have a chance to be a part of this, and now that I have a chance to kind of hopefully protect it, that, man, I better take care of it. And by the way, I should be a good steward of it. And so I think all of us, fans included, we should be good stewards of this game. It's an incredible game. I love watching it. And so I think it's up to all of us to make sure that we do take care of the game.
Rules changes and enforcement of the rules. There's been a lot of focus on it over the past couple of years. Are they headed in the right direction? Are there any rules that you think need to be added that aren't there, or any rules that shouldn't be that need to be reexamined?
Well, you know, first let me say this. I think Roger has been given an incredible task, the task of not only protecting the integrity of the game, but the safety of its players. And it's interesting. My perspective at 26, when I think I could speak for Ronnie, and I'm not sure how John looked at things, but, you know, at that time when you're 26, you think you're, if not the baddest guy on the planet, you're one of the top five, at least. And you find out later on at 52 that maybe you weren't. And your perspective at 52 versus 26, and with Diane and I having a son in the league and potentially another son on the way into the league, my perspective has changed significantly. I think the league and Roger and the committee are I think the changes they've made and they've tried to implement are great changes. I think they're necessary changes. As John said, are we there yet? No. The big dilemma for me is in a high-speed, inherently violent game that happens, things happen in a nanosecond. The trajectory of a receiver changes 6 inches at the last second, and the word launch is used. You know, I'm not sure what else you could call what you have to do to play football. You have to launch into people. The helmet-to-helmet deal, to me, if it's clear, it's definitive, fine them, suspend them, protect the players that are in the game. And I think there lies, I think, the real dilemma, because it does happen so fast, and the game has gotten, from when Ronnie and I played, and John and I talked about it earlier, bigger, stronger, and faster. Offensive linemen have gone from 265, 285, 295, 320, 350. Safeties now look like linebackers. Linebackers now run like corners. It's a fast league. So there's work to be done, but I think we are making great progress.